Welcome to The Gods We Belong To, an urban fantasy noir podcast. The Gods We Belong To tells one continuous story in order, and it's important to start at the beginning. So, first timers, it's back to episode one for you. Now, my faithful friends, take a beat, take a breath, and let's check in with Alex. Chapter 10. I watch a thick plume of smoke arc through the air, beginning in the smoldering bowl of the pipe and swirling gracefully upwards like a flock of blue-gray birds pitching and turning in perfect unison. In the background, the TV screen flickers and the assorted voices of the nightly news chatter and drone. I'm busy sinking deep into the comforting haze of Odin's magic blend when a few words suddenly jump out at me. A name. Xander Delos. I snap into somewhat sharper focus, as sharp as I can manage at the moment, and turn my limited attention to the broadcast. Announced in a brief press conference that TV personality Xander Delos, previously held on suspicion of rape and murder, has been released from custody following a series of similar crimes that have shifted suspicion away from the popular host. At this point, the hunt is on for the perpetrator, but authorities seem to have little to go on. In other news, well, it's about time. The booming voice comes from behind me, and it's not Odin. The haughty tone dripping with golden arrogance. Even after only one meeting, there's no mistaking it. To think that my son had to spend even a second in such degraded squalor, Zeus continues. At least that's been remedied. Well, as long as Apollo's comfortable, I say, with barely contained sarcasm, not bothering to turn around. Just a few days ago, the thought of meeting Zeus had me more than a little fanboy giddy. I really should have known better. But knowing better has never really been my thing. Not that I don't love the way you guys casually invade my privacy, but can I help you? You certainly can, Axel. Alex, while I'm pleased Apollo is free, he says, ignoring the correction, there is still the matter of who is responsible for this grievous insult to my son. Not to mention the unfortunate folks who've been raped and or murdered, I add. Yes, of course, he offhands. Them as well. I take full advantage of the fact that Zeus is behind me to execute a truly epic eye roll. The point is, he continues, this person needs to pay for their trespasses. I couldn't agree more, I say, even though I'm pretty sure we mean different trespasses. Excellent, Zeus booms. I just wanted to be sure you were still on the case, not letting the trail go cold, as it were. Oh, we're still very much on the case, I reassure him. Speaking of which, both Arissa and I would really appreciate it if you could, maybe, refrain from littering the streets of Los Angeles with clumsy copycat corpses? Clumsy? Zeus bristles before quickly changing course to, I have no idea what you're talking about. Dead guy, shoe up his ass, dumped right on the cop's doorstep. Did you really think that would work? It has worked. My son is free, he counters, immediately abandoning denial in favor of arrogance. As it happens, the actual murderer struck again. That's what got your precious son out of lockup, not your needless murder of an innocent man. Pawns are mine to sacrifice as I choose, prideful boy, Zeus flares, reminding me exactly who I'm talking to. Maybe ease up on the jabs, Alex. Zeus might be clueless and self-absorbed, but he can still end you in a heartbeat. Good thing he seems to find you useful. Let's keep it that way. Okay, glossing. We have leads and we're working them. This kind of thing takes time, but we should have more soon. Hermes will know as soon as we do. Very well. We brought you here to make sense of this mess, and I expect results, although I have no idea how you make even the slightest sense out of that chaotic scene. Which chaotic scene? Given the last few days, you'll need to be more specific. For the party, of course, where this all began. So much noise, confusion, and anger, among the fiercest I've ever felt. Wait, are you telling me you were at the party too? Of course not! Zeus dismisses the suggestion with obvious distaste. No, I went afterwards, as soon as I heard of Apollo's incarceration. So, you walked all over an active crime scene? I investigated, he clarifies haughtily. Okay, I sigh, and remind myself I'm talking to a wrathful sky god. What did your investigation turn up? What do you mean, noise, confusion, and anger? I felt it, like an echo lingering in the air, he says, suddenly almost solemn. It was sharp, jagged, painful. An echo? Like, from the pain and horror of what happened there? No. Then what? Not the event. The perpetrator. You felt the guy who did it? Powerful presences leave traces. Whoever did this is filled with a nearly limitless malice. But they are also broken, fractured, unmade. He adds that last word almost as an afterthought, but it's immediately the only one that matters. That's the exact word Loki kept repeating after Odin magically scrambled his brain oh so many months ago. What's that? I ask, with all the false nonchalance I can muster. I think I've been quite clear, his voice is dripping with condescension. No, that's not what I... Unmade. That's an interesting word choice. Is it? He asks. I suppose it just popped into my head while I was at the scene. I kept hearing it, like an echo in my head. Unmade, unmade. Curious. Why does it matter? Oh, it doesn't. Probably nothing. But it's not nothing. It matters. A lot. I do my championship best to hide the impact of Zeus's words from the god himself. At this point, all I have are suspicions, and the last thing I need is this jackass rampaging through Los Angeles with an ill-informed hard-on for vengeance. Still, it's all I can do to keep from shuddering. I pick up Odin's pipe, strike a match, and take the largest draw I possibly can, holding the thick smoke deep in my lungs for an unreasonably long time before letting it escape slowly in a rising ribbon. A charmed narcotic calm washes over me, pushing back the waves of panic and nausea brought on by Zeus's unwitting revelation. If, and it's still an if, but if Loki is behind all this, gods help us. I wait an uncomfortably long time for my uninvited guest to notice that the conversation is over and excuse himself. But no dice. He just lounges away like he owns the place, which, come to think of it, he probably does. So, I finally work up the nerve to break the silence. I really should get some rest, frail mortal that I am. Arissa and I have a lot to do tomorrow, getting to the bottom of this whole mess for you guys. Mm-hmm, yes, yes, rest. Still not moving. Okay, let's try flattery. But I'm sure we've got nothing on you. I mean, you must have, like, no end of things to do. Just so many important god things to do. No, he he replies. Nothing pressing. In fact, why don't you pass me that pipe? I reluctantly hand the still-smoking pipe to the tone-deaf deity in my living room. Zeus inhales the entire contents of the pipe in one breath and proceeds to hold it for so long I briefly forget that he still hasn't exhaled. Lungs still full of smoke, he retrieves the phone from his pocket and dials. Yes, hello, he finally exhales. I require 3 of your large pizzas with garlic, olives, onions, and feta. Well, shit. I guess I might as well settle in for the evening. No, I don't think breadsticks will be necessary, he continues into the phone, then calls out, Alan, what is the street and number of this domicile? Alex, what's that? Fuck it, never mind, I mumble before giving him the address. Three large pies? I query after he hangs up the phone. My phone, by the way. Seems like a lot for 2 people. 2? He sounds genuinely perplexed. Oh, did you want some as well? I'm sure I could call back and add to the order. No, that's fine. I'm not really hungry. That's a lie. I could definitely do with some food, and a few slices of Greek pizza would really hit the spot, but there's just something about Zeus that makes me feel contrary, even if it costs me a meal. I do manage to snag a slice when the pizzas arrive. It's not half bad for L.A., but even the best of the West doesn't touch a real East Coast pie. Seriously, how hard is it to get dough right? I know, it's the water. Then import some damn water. And don't even get me started on the fucking bagels. Zeus, for his part, devours the rest, talking the whole time, even through massive mouthfuls of food. Mostly, he talks about himself. I smoke another pipeful of Odin's blend and do my best to pay attention, or at least act like I am. Truth be told, it takes about 10 minutes for me to lose the thread of his story, if there is one, and about 10 minutes more for the combination of potent smoke and pompous babble to lull me into unconsciousness. The buzzing of my phone wakes me up. It's 4 a.m. and Zeus is nowhere to be found. Must have fucked off once I passed out. Bleary and still stoned, I reach for the phone. After a few awkward fumbling seconds, I manage to pick up. Hello? Jesus, Cassander, you sound terrible. What the hell did you get up to last night? It's Arissa, sounding way too awake for the hour. Last night, I counter, Mars, it still is last night, and as it happens, I spent the evening hosting your fucking grandfather. Wait, what? Yeah, Grandpa Thunderbolt just dropped in for a chat. And some pizza. Shit, she replies, sounds like you had a hell of a night. I did. Who doesn't love pizza with Zeus? What did he want? Mostly just checking in, but also, fun fact, turns out he visited the first crime scene. He did what? She barks. Yep, I confirm, walked all over it. Great. So apart from trampling evidence, did he see anything? Not exactly, I hesitate. But he felt something. And heard something. Explain. He said he felt anger. Lots of anger and all kinds of bad intent. No shit, she jabs. It's a brutal crime scene. Did Sherlock Zeus give us anything useful? Just a word. Unmade. Said he kept hearing it in his head. Unmade? What the fuck is that? Maybe nothing. I say unconvincingly. But more likely. More likely what? What's got you so spooked? It's kind of a long story. I'd rather do this face to face. How about you swing by since you're already awake? Speaking of which, why the fuck are you up and calling me at 4 in the morning? Yeah, Arissa acknowledges. About that. They found another one. Another what? I ask, still half asleep and not really connecting the dots. Another body. Shit, Mars, way to bury the lead. Well, I would have gotten there faster, she protests, but there was Zeus and apparently pizza. Fuck the pizza, back to the body. Is it like the others? No, she says. It's so much worse. This has been The Gods We Belong To, Book 2, Chapter 10. The Gods We Belong To is written, performed, edited, and produced by Dan Goldstein. Theme music is I'll Drive by Daniel Birch. Additional music, Attack of the Birds, Try the Other Door, Frostbite, The Elevator Game, Passed Out Drunk, and Say It Again, I'm Listening, by Daniel Birch. Daniel is online at danielbirchmusic.com. Our spectacular episode art is by the talented and beautiful Jen Goldstein. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and help spread the word. Tell a friend. Tell an enemy. Post. Tweet. Send copies of the show into deep space to confuse and antagonize alien species. 5-star ratings are particularly helpful and appreciated. Special thanks this week to, I hope I'm saying this right, Klikusht, for your wonderful review. However you do it, thank you. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Gods We Belong To. Episodes and more at thegodswebelongto.net. We're taking a few weeks off to work on the third and probably final group of episodes. But don't despair, faithful friends. We'll meet again soon. And remember, until then, don't do anything Alex wouldn't.